Do we have callers that might want to address that first?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Mal Barbadio.
Welcome.
From USF also. And I wanted to correct some of the history that you gave. For Latin Americans, the history doesn't begin with the Anglo beginnings in the 1600s.
Oh, I'm perfectly aware
actually,
of that. That's why I said the Anglo history. Yeah, the earliest residents on this, Europeans on our continent, were Spanish. I know that.
Right, but I think that raises a critical issue that we start to define. Well, first for the group, you know, what is American? What is this American culture that we are assimilating to?
Yes,
I don't think that's been defined.
You're right.
And for many Latin Americans, especially in the state of Florida, we have to remember that for 300 years, this was Spanish America. And so if my Mexican friends tell me, you know, we didn't cross the border crossed us.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were here also. So I think that we have to remember that we were multicultural from the very beginning, and Spanish language was the language of this country in the very early years.
And that's of a particularly important point when we look at Florida, and that is the focus of our program this evening. If we want to know the history of Florida and the European influence, it began with Spanish before it was English. You're right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a second caller?
How come you guys don't have any Arabs or anybody that represents this latest wave? I see Arabs everywhere, including Muslims from Eastern Europe. I don't see them represented on your board.
On our panel this evening, well, we do have a diverse group, and sometimes we can't get everybody. You wouldn't believe how crowded this little studio is this evening.
Okay.
You Arab by any chance? Could you offer some perspectives on that for us?
No. Actually, I come from Illinois.
Well, we would love to have that presence.
All right, thank you.
It's not something we deliberately did, but thank you for your call.
All right.